what you say. That you only meant well, well, 'cause you did. What you say? That it's all for the best, 'cause it is.
I was so wrong for so long, only trying to please myself. Girl,
from the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown, slightly chilly Cape Girardeau, it's Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man here on the best podcasting network that you are only subscribed to on Spotify. If you're like me, I have one podcast that I'm subscribed to on Spotify, and it's my own, and that's because I was trying to bump the numbers up, and I did double the fan base. So I also listen to Big Lee's World. There's a shout out to Big Lee. My name is Shannon Young. I'm Mr. 100 tonight. And with me, Ace of Gray, the Five-Star Man.
Riding solo.
I'm riding solo. Oh, I'm Han Solo.
Yeah.
I'm Han Solo.
That was also, and in my head, that's the other, that was the one that I was thinking of.
I think riding solo is the one I was thinking about.
The first three songs on his debut album, all bangers.
Oh, so that, that's he peaked immediately.
It's one, two, three. Yeah. And well, I was a little surprised, and I know this isn't good, to see that he put out one, two, three, four, five more albums since then. Including a song that is called Talk Dirty.
Yeah. I specifically remember the song because when I was in high school and we were in science class, the teacher would put on like Spotify
and
or a playlist.
Talk Dirty to me.
And this song started playing and we're working on like this experiment. And then he just stops and goes, I don't think this is appropriate.
First off, stop talking. Aww. Identify yourself.
Hi, I'm Allie.
That's right. The new hook of the podcast. Yeah. Everybody has to identify as the intro themselves.
I'm no longer introducing anybody. I'm just going to be like, identify yourself.
Also, on Talk Dirty is 2 Chainz.
That name sounds so familiar. And
he got
I can't,
both chains.
Like, I'm pretty sure I've seen clips from him on YouTube from like one of those really uppity rich magazines where it's like 2 Chainz eats the world's most expensive burger. 2 Chainz pets the world's most expensive cat. Have you never seen these videos?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if
Esquire.
That's him.
I think it's Esquire. No, I'm almost positive it's 2 Chainz because I remember thinking like, who is the 2 Chainz?
Who is the 2 Chainz?
Like,
he was a rapper.
By the way, we're talking about Jason Derulo.
That's the topic of the night.
That's tonight's topic is Jason Derulo. Because if you guys haven't heard the news, very sad news coming out of Hollywood tonight. Jason Derulo is in the new Cats movie.
Yeah, hate to see it.
Yeah. Well, that poor man's career has gone downhill.
Honestly, the thing I'm most looking forward to is kind of funny. They have a podcast called Screencast where they talk about like movies and what they've been watching and stuff like that. They're doing a special episode with Gary Whitta, one of the writers of Rogue One.
Oh, okay.
And they're doing it because he shows up on Games Daily every week that he can. Whitta Wednesday. But they're doing a special episode called Screen Cats because they're going together to go watch it.
Oh, Kevin, my God. So Tanner asked me before the show, he said, because Tanner was here, and he was like, you guys got to talk about Star Wars tonight because, you know, what's the new one called? Rise of Skywalker.
Yep.
Comes out this weekend. And I said, all right, Tanner, so here you go, Tanner. We are going to talk about cats. Instead,
I actually have a real thing that I wanted to talk about.
I don't expect cats talk to go very long.
Oh no, we can. Once you get me started, like let me pull up all the looks.
Once Asa gets started talking about cats, he don't stop. It also comes out this weekend because the marketing geniuses decided to put it out in the same weekend. Is it as bad or worse? I think it's worse than when they put the Child's Play remake up against Toy Story 4.
See, I think what I'm most excited for about Cats is in about 5 years when we get the Netflix or Hulu documentary
about Cats,
exposing the producer's style setup that led to this movie not only being made, but then like they had to bury it under Star Wars. Like
out
they're
of
like,
shame.
No, yeah, we'll put it out on the same. Like this is it, and then it's only gonna run this one weekend.
I'm honestly surprised this movie isn't directed by Alan Smythe.
Like, is that the pseudonym,
fake name when people don't want to take responsibility for their work?
Also, to jump way back because this is the type of show it is. He worked with Viceland on Most Expensivest.
Yeah.
And that's where he goes around and like, we'll eat the world's most expensive version of things, or we'll see the world's most expensive version of something. I have seen that advertised. It actually looks really interesting.
I watched the one where he drank like the world's most expensive something, mm-hmm. and it was pretty funny. Just, I don't know. It's funny, but like,
he's an entertaining guy.
What a strange show.
Now that I remember that was what that was, it was like, oh yeah, no, I actually do like 2 Chainz.
I don't know his music.
He doesn't do music. He just has 2 Chainz.
He did a song with Jason Derulo.
He didn't sing, though. He rapped.
Is that not music?
No, it's just a bunch of clicks and whistles to me. Oh, geez, shaking my hand at the new age of music here. Jokes aside, at the table, I think everyone would agree that I'm the like rap aficionado. I grew up on rap. A rap was like my entire.
Yes, you are the rap aficionado circa 1996.
Yes,
and that's when the cutoff is.
Easy. From 1995 through 1998, I was so into it. All the classics: Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tupac Shakur, and that's it.
End of list.
There were no other rappers at the time,
and never have been.
Yeah,
no one. There was never like no rap ended.
Rap ended. Well, they blew up the game.
It might as well be ska. There's nothing, just it didn't happen anymore.
I do consider myself to be like an old school rap fan, and I'm very judgmental of new rap, but there are some new rappers that I legitimately love. This is Shannon's list of rappers that you should check out if you've never heard, and you've already heard these names, obviously. Kendrick Lamar is amazing. Mm-hmm. I love me some Kendrick Lamar. He is so fantastical. Post Malone, I legitimately
I was going to ask you, like, I remember like how Post sad Malone. You were when you realized that you liked Post Malone.
You know, I've went to counseling. I've dealt with it, but I enjoy Post Malone.
You've talked with a trusted elder.
I have. And I know there's other rappers too. I just can't think of
them. What about Chance the Rapper?
I've never heard a Chance the Rapper song. I was going
to
say,
I've ever actually listened to his music.
But he loves him in SNL.
Because he's so fantastically funny.
He is great.
Charismatic to no end.
You also need to see him on Hot Ones. He did an episode of Hot Ones, the show where they eat progressively
the
hotter
stuff, yeah.
Hot wings. Yeah.
I only watched one episode of that, and it had... Well, I watched one with Shaq, and then I watched one with another guy, and the guys that were on there just seemed, not the guys that hosted it, mm-hmm. but whoever the guest was, and I don't remember who it was, seemed like just the biggest asshole that could not have cared less about being there.
Some of the guests are not as good as others, but like when you get, like Chris Jericho had a pretty good one, because he's had Jericho, Sasha Banks, and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
As far as wrestlers go. But this newest season especially has like Paul Rudd in it, Ashton Kutcher, Shia LaBeouf. And their Chance the Rapper, like
Shia LaBeouf's always
he's a really good interviewer, but he gets creepy, like creepily, terrifyingly in depth. Mm. Like he did one with Aubrey Plaza, and he was like, "So when you were 16, your first job was at Tito's Diner on the corner of 9th and 14th. What was this? When someone ordered Chelsea Special, and they got the, and it's just like
I see here.
She
you
immediately
worked.
Puts the chicken wing down and like slowly leaves.
They all are just like. Props to your research department, because, like, weird. It's like, that's one of the things, like, if we did more video, I would want to do a spoof of that, of just, like...
Of you calling people out on, like, the most
Well, no,
it would
just be like, Shannon Young, on December 14th, 1997, you were driving with some friends down back road 43 on Route W. At 12:45 at night, you felt a bump. You assumed it was an animal, but you never thought to look back. What? I never told anybody that.
1997, I was only 15, so I couldn't have driven.
Yeah, but you stole the car.
No, she steals cars. Did she ever tell you the story about how she stole a car?
Do you still
I
have
did
the
not steal a car?
Allie A. Bear, do you still have the recurring dream that your parents are chasing you with giant butcher knives and you're dressed like a baby? Just like weird, like how
so
do you
So the
know
odd thing
this?
Is I did have a recurring dream where I was being like hunted
See?
By a killer.
See? I'm just parodying the guy and I'm already getting his powers. That means he's coming after me. And I don't deal with spicy foods well. So this is gonna be rough.
We should start our own episode and call it like mundane ones. Where we're just like eat this KFC strip.
No, because Jesse like desperately wants to get on that show. Like that's something that he really wants to do, just because he likes proving that he can eat like super spicy stuff.
Yeah,
that could be just like I'll just interview Jesse and it's just him. Like we're just at like a restaurant and he's just eating hot wings to prove that he's like no, these are fine.
Hotter and hotter as the mm-hmm. as the moments go by.
But it's all the same sauce.
But we don't tell him that.
No, we tell like. But he knows. But like we just tell the audience, it's like, all right, we're here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to be eating their progressively hotter and hotter, and it's all just like honey barbecue.
It's
all
mild.
Down.
Yeah. What the hell were we talking about?
Cats.
Yeah,
Jason
okay.
Derulo.
Okay. Let's go back to cats.
What else do you want to say about all right. cats?
I never watched the play. Lindsay actually has seen the play.
I've seen it twice. I saw like an actual professional one, and then the junior high here did it once.
Okay.
And I watched there.
Well, let me. I guess
my mom was in it when she was in college.
My question would be why? Why did you watch it twice? Why did you watch it once?
Because as a play, it's good. Like, yeah, it's like a good play with like practical costumes.
And
okay, I can give you that.
They do a lot of gymnastics, a lot, and the music is really good.
Yeah, it's a performance.
No, I love musicals. Hey, I'm also the musical guy.
It's a good show.
Everyone that here that's been in more than one musical, raise your hand. Oh, put your hand down, liar.
I wish you were such a liar. I was in theater choir in junior high.
Theater choir. So it was a class.
It was a class.
Okay, I was selected.
Good for you.
Technically, I've been in 8 musicals.
Oh.
Counting all of the school productions from kindergarten to 8th grade.
I gave a rousing rendition in Little Shop of Horrors. And I did
my
so.
Mom also
were
was
you
in
the shop?
I was the understudy for the plant.
Mm-hmm.
I quit because the suit was very hot. I was also the radio host, and I had multiple appearances with my then girlfriend, who broke up with me 30 minutes before the show.
I remember you saying that.
So I still have that on VHS if you want to watch it.
Her breaking up with you?
Watch it?
I mean, if you want to see a clip of me, like as it came crashing down and it hurt inside. Now, what were you going to say?
One of the like best parts about Cats, like the musical, is the intermission.
Because they bring actual cats out for you to pet?
No, because they have just one guy that will stand or sit in the stage and won't move through the entire intermission.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, how is that the best part?
It's because it's something that like is just a part of it, and it's just interesting and weird that.
Are you sure?
That.
Is he part of the show,
yeah,
or
is
it
just
like just some
this
dude
happens.
Some dude finds an extra costume
is
and
he,
just stands
like, is
there.
Is he a character in the show?
See, I don't.
But he doesn't get an intermission.
Remember if it's one of the. I just remember that there is a cat and he'll just, sit there.
I'm just picturing the original, like the original version, like whoever plays Mr. Mistopheles just like really pissed off the director. So like, all right, so for the 15 minute intermission, Mistopheles just stands in the middle of the stage and does not move. But what if I have you don't move?
You want to be a part of the? You want to be buried in Hollywood? So when I did my play for Little Shop of Horrors. You would think that the breakup was the most, I don't think I've ever told this part of the story, that the breakup would be the most thing that I remember the most from that, but it wasn't. The thing I remember most was towards the end of the play, the director, I won't say her name because it wasn't her fault, her husband and two other guys come on stage in, I don't know the name of it, but they're those hats, the Asian hat, like the Raiden style hats.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They come on stage with that and the glasses with the slit eyes, and they're holding up signs to like eat at some specific place. And it was like, I forget what the name, but it was a very offensive joke. And they walk on stage during a part and they're just kind of walking across the stage with all that on. And she is mortified because she had no idea this was going to happen. And I remember her getting very upset with him after the fact. And I remember thinking like, why did you think that was a good idea? Like,
was
who
it,
thinks that's a good idea?
We won't go into it, but was it for China taste?
It wasn't China taste.
No, taste,
China taste. And I don't think it was a specific wrestler, who we shall not name either. But yeah, it was super offensive. And everybody was kind of chuckling backstage at it. And I was just like, eyes wide
what
open, like, you can't do that. Anyway, Cats looks like shit.
Yeah, see, that's the problem is it's like on Broadway, looks great and sounds great. But when you add that terrifying like CGI fursonas.
I cannot believe how scary that movie looks. Like, who is the audience for this film?
That was the joke that I made because the trailer for Cats came out the same day the trailer for It Chapter 2 came out. And it's like, which one of those is scarier?
The Cats trailer
is way scarier.
I honestly thought Cats had already come out and left theaters. No, yeah. I really did. My God. That movie is going to it's going to bomb, I think. Or it's going to do fantastic.
It's going to blow Star Wars out of the water.
What
just, like,
if Star Wars loses to Cats?
I don't think it can, though, because I'm pretty sure Star Wars, like, here in Cape, like, Star Wars has
15 theaters to one.
Yeah, it's got, like, 10 showings. Cats has 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so I looked up the intermission thing.
Okay.
So it's...
It was a serial
the
killer.
The point is you're allowed to go up on stage and take pictures with the cat. And he just has to sit there, and it's old Deuteronomy.
But if you touch the cat, some like giant people dressed as bulldogs come out and just fuck you up.
Did you take a picture with the cat?
No, I didn't.
Why? Mr. Deuteronomy? What?
Old Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy.
Oh, Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
He ain't what he used to be. Get it?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. So, Cats, we're done with it.
So, okay. So
poor Taylor Swift, by the way. Did she got just like artists?
She signed up for it.
She did, but I wonder how many of them knew they were going to cat them. Maybe they also.
I mean, they had to act in the green suits and dots on their face.
Wait, so it was green suits and dots? They didn't even get like costumes that they then just like CG'd
probably
up?
Not.
I'm pretty sure it was green suits and dots.
Because so like disturbing. There is no part of these the cats that are practical.
Yeah.
It's all digital. Yeah.
Except their faces, right?
No, like their faces
they
are all like
they adjust their faces a little bit too.
They like they're digitally like to look more cat-like.
What is the most terrifying CG like character you can ever remember seeing in a movie? Like the one that just threw you off the most? Because the answer is going to be Cats. This is the last chance you get to say something other than Cats.
Original Sonic with his human teeth. Whose teeth are those?
I think
because they're not his. Well, they're his now, but
I think Grand Moff Tarkin really bothered me eventually in Rogue
One.
Once you
noticed it,
yeah, and then I couldn't not notice it anymore.
That's what everybody says about like. It's the Christmas train movie that Tom Hanks is in. Polar Express.
The Uncanny Valley thing?
Yeah, how it's just like, it's that weird, like, anytime you see, like, me, like that kid with the glasses and the yellow sweater, just, it's like, yeah,
this doesn't seem natural.
Yeah.
This doesn't look natural. But it will be Cats after this weekend, because Cats is going to infest your nightmares. Like, I never thought I would find something Taylor Swift, of like, video or picture of her that I couldn't touch myself to.
You know, honestly,
I'm gonna try, but I make no promises.
They probably just said, hey, you like Cats, you want to be in Cats,
do you want to do the music for
the
film adaptation of a Broadway musical?
Yeah,
Idris Elba's in this movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's
that's
a
the bad
ton
guy
of people.
I think am I correct on that?
Well, I don't,
he looks like the bad guy,
because it's been a long time since I've actually seen Cats. Yeah. I just know that I like the music.
And what's the point of it is that they sing and dance and one of them gets a chance to be human or something.
I don't remember,
because they said in the trailer they're like it's like a contest and whoever wins gets a chance at life or something like that. That sounds like some Eternal Champion shit. You don't know, do you? You saw the play twice.
They're all at the pound.
Been along.
And they're going to exterminate the entire wing.
They're
going to
euthanize
cats.
Everyone
except for the one
they're
that can
maybe
tap dance better.
It's like that. Did you ever see the movie Sucker Punch?
No.
It's like that. Do you know what Sucker Punch, what it's about?
No. I know the movie, and it's one of, isn't it a Zack Snyder movie?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think.
I don't.
I went into that movie because the previews they showed like these four or five really attractive girls, including, oh God, who was in that movie? Vanessa Hudgens. Is the only one that I can remember. And I want to say Brie Larson was in it, but I'm almost positive she wasn't, but I can't remember who it was. Anyway, there's these attractive women that are just kicking ass. Emily Browning is in it. But there's one part where they're like soldiers and they're fighting this giant troll with a Gatling gun. And I'm like, holy shit, this movie looks incredible. Then you go see the film and it turns out that they're all actually in like a psych ward. And these are hallucinations that the main character has when she does her sexy dance. And I'm not joking. I'm not joking. It's her sexy dance that takes you to another world or something.
It just looked like Lollipop Chainsaw, like,
yeah,
movie.
Kind
so
of.
I was like,
but with
I
even
don't.
More bullshit, pretentious, like, storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, spoiler alert, she gets a lobotomy. Story's over.
Why
anyway,
would you ruin that? Why would you ruin
if you haven't
2015
seen it
seminal...
15?
I don't know what year it
like
came
like 2008.
Out.
I mean,
that's
an old
been that
movie.
All everything right. was 5 days ago.
That,
so
that,
I don't know.
That's it for the movie talk. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
That's right. Good because so...
Ian McKellen's in it.
God, there's a lot of names in the movie.
Rebel Wilson. Is that her name? No. What's her name?
There is a Rebel Wilson.
Yeah,
is that her?
From Pitch Perfect?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. She's in it. Yeah. Dame Judi Dench, I think, is in it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, done. I'm done. Cats is terrible.
So do you know what today's date is?
The 17th.
December 17th. Do you know what happened on December 17th?
When? What year?
Long time ago, like 30 years ago at this point. Actually, I think it was 89.
I don't.
Simpsons debuted.
Oh shit. This should have been the.
This is the anniversary. This is the anniversary of the,
what is it? The 30.
Simpsons debut.
What year? You said 89?
Let me double check that. Cause I actually am not sure.
Cause yeah, this could have been the Simpsons episode, but.
It is now.
Oh,
no
is it? Are we turning this into the Simpsons episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 89.
Damn, so this is 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
God.
6 months older than The Simpsons.
It's older than you.
It is.
It has more life experience. It would be up for better positions, not just because
except
it's older,
for,
it's a man.
Except for their timeline isn't the same.
It's
so.
Not. One thing I hate about The Simpsons is the timeline, because they have to adjust it every so often because it's gone on so long because their characters don't age.
Yeah.
So they just have to constantly retcon their beginnings. And yet, I hate that.
Because they always go like there'll be an episode where it's like, oh, when Marge and Homer were first married back in, 1975.
Right.
But then it's like, and then they do that again, but it was like this year. So like, it was the wild, wild 1999.
Yeah.
And we'd first gotten married. It's just like, oh no, the show was actually on you're going back to when the show was actually airing.
Yeah. There's Marge and Homer specifically, because the one episode is really, really good where they show you how they met and all that, but then they retcon that and did another one. And then there's another one. Homer's in like an emo band, or he's in like a Seattle grunge band, and he helped originate it.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets uncomfortable.
We just, cause
it gets absolutely uncomfortable.
We've decided we're just watching it like all the way through. So we're
you stopping at a point, or are you going the whole way?
No, we're going the whole way.
Okay.
And right God now, I think we're in season 17.
So you're far past the point of caring at this point.
See, and that's the thing, is like, we were talking about it, and it's like, it's not bad. Like, everyone always says, like, you talk to like a diehard Simpsons fan.
It's gone downhill.
And every episode after The Principal and the Pauper is an abomination. It's a cat's level crime against God.
Yeah.
That should never have existed. But like, yeah, you can tell that there is a dip in quality, and like at a certain point characters kind of start acting outside of how they should, just because like they run out of things for them to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, none of the episodes are like, I don't remember one being outright terrible.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm sure there might have been one, but like, I'm waiting for it to like that shoe to drop of just like, oh no, this is a terrible, like this show is now consistently bad. Cause there's been like pretty good episodes. Like, I'm catching like one or two that I think, oh yeah, this was actually a decent one.
It always surprises me when I'll look for an episode that I remember loving, and it's like season 10, 11, or 12. And I'm like, wow, was it that late in the series? I always thought it was an earlier episode because it was so good. I hope you don't run into that, but I did personally with X-Files. When I went back and rewatched The X-Files for like the third time, and I'm like, man, why did everyone hate the episodes after David Duchovny left? When, what is his name?
I can see him, but I don't know
Patrick.
His name.
No, it's not Patrick. Is it Patrick?
I don't know.
He wasn't the bad guy in Terminator.
He was the T-1000. Okay, yeah. Robert Patrick.
Yeah.
All right, we did it. He came in as Agent Doggett. And I got to that point, and I'm like, well, it can't be that bad.
Sounds it's like an old-timey swear.
Agent Doggett. Dog it. I thought there's no way it's going to be that bad.
Dog it.
It's still X-Files, right? Mm-hmm. And it was bad. That's the end of the joke. It was bad. Episodes were much poorer than the originals.
So have you gone back and done like a rewatch of any kind?
Of
Simpsons?
I always get to about season 12, but I handpick episodes. I never like
you don't
watch
just
straight through.
Start the season and
no,
go
because season 1 is also terrible.
Like, yeah, I skipped season 1.
Season 1 is honestly, I think, other than like some gem moments, season 1 is worse than any season of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just wasn't funny. Like, there are moments that are funny, but like season 1 of The Simpsons is really, and fight me fanboys, the season 1 of The Simpsons was just not funny at all.
Well, wasn't it supposed to originally be more of a just like actual just like family show? Not like for like a little kid to watch or anything, but like it was just a story about a family.
Kind of the same way that King of the Hill, if you watch the first season of King of the Hill, it's also much different than as it progressed. Because like you said, characters change and once they kind of find their footing and stuff, they evolve. But season 1 of The Simpsons versus the rest, they're pretty much the same. Other than the fact that the jokes just weren't funny. They were too subtle. They weren't as over the top. And the animation was incredibly crude. Like the jump.
That's why that's why I skipped season 1, is because I don't like those scary looking characters. Season 1 Simpsons can't hurt you. They're not real anymore.
I think it was season 2, like halfway through season 2 is when it started to get actually funny. And then from like season 3 to season 12 is literally the funniest TV I think I've ever watched. Although I still think that King of the Hill is a better show. I don't know why. King of the Hill is just like,
it's great. I love it very much.
Yeah.
But I've seen King of the Hill so many times all the way through.
Well, because there's only 13 seasons.
Yeah.
As opposed to what are we on, 32
and
now?
And it's been like, and it used to be on Netflix. It's on Hulu now.
Yeah.
So it was a lot easier for me to watch because I didn't have Simpsons World? Is that what it was when it was part of FX?
I wonder if that still exists.
I don't think it does. I think, or if it does, it's going away. Because at a certain point, this deal is Disney is getting the exclusive streaming rights to the back library of The Simpsons.
Which is cool, because Disney, honestly, Simpsons World wasn't that great to begin with. Like, it was a kind of a weird service.
Disney Plus has some issues, like, if you're watching stuff as a series, like, trying to, like, resume episodes.
Didn't they fix that recently?
I don't know. I thought they had plans to fix it. I don't know if they actually
Because they've addressed it, at least.
So, I don't maybe it is already better, but I don't think it's hit yet because I've seen the same, like, I don't pay attention when I log back into it, and I just hit resume, and so I've seen the same, like, Treehouse of Horrors. Like three times now because I'm too lazy to try to figure out which episode I'm actually on.
But that's okay because
the Treehouse of Horrors are amazing.
The Treehouse of Horrors episodes are almost always solid.
Those have been consistently some of the best ones just because like they're so dumb.
Except there's one Treehouse of Horror that is like so insultingly dumb.
But that's one of the newer ones, isn't it?
It's I don't remember.
I think I remember you talking about it.
It's the one where he gets bit by the spider. You know which one I'm talking about?
No.
He gets bit by a spider and it like freezes, it paralyzes him, and he cannot communicate in any other way other than that old gag.
Oh, the one where he fart, like he can only communicate through farting.
Yeah. And like, you know, so Shannon is not a prude by any stretch of the imagination. I was talking to Tanner and Zach earlier about if I weren't dating my current girlfriend, I would have no problem dating transgender person, penis and all. It doesn't bother me. So I'm not a prude. There are not things that can not shock me.
Are you getting nervous?
I feel nervous today. I feel very ticky today.
Okay.
But I don't do well with bathroom humor.
No.
And I have no idea what that has to do with transgender people now that I'm saying it out loud. My point was being that like...
Or really even being prude.
Or being prude at all. So like, I don't know why I said that. I just kind of wanted to put
Very
it out there that...
Very nervous today.
Yeah. Today's a weird day. But point being like, I'm not good with bathroom humor. So that particular episode, the joke was simply that. And like...
That was the whole thing.
And like, it's just not funny. There can be funny stuff revolving around that. Blazing Saddles is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The King of the Hill episode where they drink the contaminated beer. Hank's in the bathroom and he's trying to talk and the noises and like that's funny, but like that wasn't funny. That was just lazy.
Or when Bobby gets the tape and it's all toilet sounds.
Yeah,
he calls it that. No, because
he literally listens to it and just goes.
Like, so stupid. I've seen King of the Hill a million times. I love that show. Like I really do. But Disney Plus wanted to ad free, so that's nice. And we're too cheap to get the ad-free version of Hulu, but I've never really seen. There are a million Simpsons episodes I haven't seen.
Yeah,
and even like the older seasons, like the really really good ones, like there were episodes that I saw for the first time.
Oh wow!
Because it's just like I missed them like in syndication,
right?
Because like I would watch it on Fox like when Granny would lose track of time and not want to watch the news.
Yeah, because they would play it like, I think it was, at one point there was an hour block. It was like 6 to 6.30.
5 and 5.30, 6, 6.30, something like
two
that.
Two episodes of The Simpsons. And it would always be like an older episode and a newer episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd watch the old episode and then skip the new one.
Something I learned, literally, during this rewatch, I thought that the couch gags were randomized per episode.
They just randomly
like
hit
it was
one.
Just a random one that they attached to the episode.
Right.
In reality, what I learned is that they do actually reuse couch gags, like the one where they turn into the line dance and it's the circus.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite ones. That one's like a million times.
Yeah,
and because that's the one that that's the one I remember seeing on TV all the time. And it's like, oh, so they're just like they just pick one, but it's not. They're all for the same like every time you watch that episode of The Simpsons, it's going to be that couch gag. They just reuse certain ones. Right. And I had no like I genuinely like I feel really stupid. There's probably people listening to this that are like, you idiot. I had no idea because, again, I would watch it on, like, because new episodes always came on Sunday.
Right.
So if I could stay up or, like, if I had the TV, like, I would watch The Simpsons. I remember having a little black and white TV in my room, and the big deal was after the Super Bowl one year, the season premiere of The Simpsons was coming on right after. And I remember, like, I could stay up for the game because my parents had a Super Bowl party, but I had to go to bed right after. So I distinctly remember, like, sitting right next to the TV in my room, turning it away from the door, thinking that's going to keep the light from showing under the door, and like having the volume as low as possible to where I could still hear it, because I was like, oh, there's new episodes of The Simpsons. I want to watch it.
I had never understood the whole controversy around The Simpsons. Like, and Lindsay said she couldn't watch it when she was younger. Her parents wouldn't let her.
My parents let me.
My friend Ryan, the Simpsons were not, he was not allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Which I think is interesting.
It's that you were allowed to watch it, but Lindsay wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because The Simpsons, like, even when it was because it wasn't even controversial back then. I guess we have come so far as a society mm-hmm. on what we deem to be controversial now. Mm-hmm. Because you go back and watch those original Simpsons episodes, like, some of it's a little crude and they, like, cuss and stuff, but that's it.
That's what it was.
It was a cartoon.
Yeah, and it was
cartoons,
like,
don't cuss.
It was not strictly meant for children,
right?
But it wasn't a family show. Like, you were, that was supposed to be, like, it was kind of on the same tier as Married with Children,
I really think my dad just wanted to watch it and didn't want to have to kick me out of the room, so he was just like, okay, let's see how this goes.
Your dad kind of reminds me of Ned Flanders when, like, something terrible happens and they're like, why is this happening to us, Nettie? And he remembers that he watched like a 5 second clip of The Married with Children and he laughed. And he's like, if the slogan's true, watch Fox and go to hell or something like that. Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. And this was how many years? This was like 3 or 4 or 5 years before Bebe's Kids. So, like, cartoons weren't ready for that kind of adult material yet. I just wanted to make a Bebe's Kids reference because they don't die. No one saw Bebe's Kids. Okay.
Nope.
No. I have no idea.
You didn't miss.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know Bebe's Kids?
No.
Oh, okay. We're not going to talk about it, but look it up in your free time. If you remember Bebe's Kids, message us. I want to see how many
tweet
people
it, Shannon.
How many people have love for Bebe's Kids.
But no, yeah, you're absolutely right. By today's standards, The Simpsons is a kids show.
Yeah. Well, not the newer episodes, because some of the newer episodes really are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, they get pretty raunchy sometimes.
Early seasons of The Simpsons are essentially a kid's show, especially when you compare it to things that we've gotten since then, like Family Guy.
South Park's
yeah, the big one.
Whenever you watch the CNN documentaries over the decades, and they did, since it came out in 89, 90s was a big Simpsons year.
Damn right.
Or years.
Decade.
They talked about how, because on TV they were seeing, like, the perfect families,
the nuclear family, the,
yeah, and the Waltons. This was now a show where the father strangled his son on, like, almost every episode.
Well,
and all these other things, and so it was, they were worried it was going to, I don't know, make people more
damage the family.
Yeah,
damage the good Christian American family, the white Christian American family. This came out at the same time as, I mean, that whole era. Yeah, like you said, Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
Murphy Brown mm-hmm. got a ton of shit because she was a single mother. Like, that was really the evolution of what we consider to be the family sitcom.
I mean, of course, Bebe's Kids.
Bebe's Kids.
All the controversy
in the theater. I can't believe you guys haven't seen Bebe's Kids.
Really? Like, you really can't believe that?
Well, only because it's so bad. I thought at least you would know it from how bad it is. Like, I'm sure you had seen a podcast or listened to a podcast or seen a show where they were like, remember Bebe's Kids? And then you go, I don't. What is it? Because it was bad.
So I Googled it.
Yeah, because that's the first step.
Because part of me wanted to make sure that you weren't making something up.
I remember Bebe's Kids. Robin Harris.
Seeing it, 91%.
Wait, what?
Google 91% of Google users.
All right, I haven't cussed yet.
It's a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Very good.
And 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Very good. Because that show was terrible. That movie was terrible.
Story by Robin Harris, director Bruce W. Smith, Reginald Hudlin did the screenplay.
I believe Tone Loc was in it as, like, the baby. It was basically about a guy who's dating
Tone Loc was Pee Wee.
He's dating this girl, and she has, she's stuck with, like, her sister's kids or something. And so they all go to this theme park together, and the kids are god awful. They're the worst kids ever. And it's supposed to be like a endearing, he learns to love them story, but they're so unlikable that, like, it's just a disaster. Like, I can't believe I'm explaining Bebe's Kids on Podzilla 1985.
Again, really? You can't believe that?
I am the gatekeeper of trash. I really am.
Now I'm trying to think of, wasn't there a Simpsons character named Bebe? Or isn't there a character, like, I can hear someone saying Bebe, but I have no context for it. And it's bothering me.
Is it Adam Cole? Bebe?
that's what it is.
So random Simpsons trivia real quick. You talked about the couch gag mm-hmm. earlier. Did you know that they make the couch gag specific to how long they need for the episode?
Yes.
Which I thought was very interesting.
Someone did an interview where they were talking about The Simpsons, and when there was an episode that had it cut straight from like the start into Homer pulling into the garage, he knew that was going to be a great episode because that means there were more time for jokes.
Yeah.
Whereas like the one with the full intro with Bart, a blackboard bit.
Right.
Or
the Game of Thrones one.
Yeah.
Because it was, and there's one where like of evolution, mm-hmm. where they show the complete evolution of man. Mm-hmm. And it's funny.
Right.
Because you see, have you seen that one?
Yeah.
The couch gag where Homer is, I'm explaining it to Allie then. Mm-hmm. Homer is basically goes from like.
Single cell.
Yeah. To human. And as he's evolving to a human is walking, Mo walks by him and it devolves into a rat.
Into the,
or a possum or something. That's very funny. But there's like a Game of Thrones one that's the 4 minutes long.
The Rick and Morty one?
Yeah, yeah. And you know if it's a long couch gag, that means they don't have a ton of material on the show.
Yeah.
That's also one of the most classic Simpsons jokes of all time is in the Cape Fear episode where Sideshow Bob, mm-hmm. he steps on the rakes. And the only reason they did that for so long was because they needed to fill time.
Mm-hmm.
So they had him step on the rakes over and over again.
And it's one of those,
it became one of the most endearing jokes mm-hmm. of the Simpsons legacy.
It's one of the things that they've called back to a bunch of times too. Because I remember watching that. Like I remember seeing that because it was maybe just like a week or two ago that we saw that episode. And one of the episodes we just recently watched was they take Mr. Burns's like new sports car. And they drive it to Italy somehow, or like they're overseas and they meet them, like the car breaks down and no one speaks English. Like, Americano, how am I supposed to know what that means? does anyone speak English? Yeah, the mayor. And they take him to the mayor and the mayor's Sideshow Bob and he's been remarried and he's got the baby Bob and like his gorgeous wife. Vendetta, vendetta. But they put him down, like, they put the baby down, and he steps on a little rake, and he does the, like, like, so they called back to it.
Oh, my God. Sideshow Bob was always one of my favorite characters, although his story got so weird eventually. Like
when his whole family decided to murder the Simpsons because,
well, like,
because he got Lisa drunk, and they tripped and tore his mare, like, his suit that he was wearing to reveal that he was still wearing the prison jumpsuit to reveal himself that he was actually a criminal who tried to kill Bart.
I mean, how many times can you have him try to kill the Simpsons before it's like, okay. Eventually he got, like, gills and he could breathe underwater. Like, it gets super weird.
Oh, because they, like, faked his death.
Yeah.
Is that the one? No. I think that happened pretty early.
This was like season 15 or so, I think.
The one where it turned out that it was his brother?
Where
they brought in Niles as
his
brother?
No, that was a different episode. Okay. No, that was probably, like, to me, that was the last great Sideshow Bob episode because of, what is his name that plays Niles?
I'll have to look it up because I don't know his...
I'm going to feel so bad about it because he's a great actor. But yeah, he comes in and plays Niles, and there's a part in that episode where Bart jumps on his head, on his back, and like covers his face, mm-hmm. and is like, "Guess who?" And he goes, "Maris." And I was, "God, it's a Frasier joke. It's a Frasier joke." David Hyde Pierce.
Yep.
Damn it. I take partial credit.
That was the assist, keeping you warm at night.
Kelsey Grammer. I always thought Kelsey Grammer just was Sideshow. Like he didn't have to change anything.
Yeah.
It was just Kelsey Grammer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone talks about a Frasier. No, Sideshow Bob's his legacy.
Sideshow Bob's is the news story of like, yeah, no, everybody involved in Frasier is ready for someone to pick it up, please. We're good to go. Like, yeah, we can do it. Just give us money.
Are they rebooting Frasier?
They want to desperately, but they're waiting for like, they apparently have the story ready and like all the actors are like good to go because they're not really doing anything else.
I wish they'd reboot The Simpsons.
Really?
Just start fresh. Same actors and everything, but like, make the story one singular story.
Mm-hmm. Make it an actual...
Would you have them, like, age and stuff?
I would have them age over time. Like, I always thought it would be cool if... Because you saw all the future episodes from the old Simpsons where, mm-hmm. like, Bart was a full-grown man. Marge and Homer were...
Lisa's always, like, super successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bart's always kind of a loser. There's one I liked. It was the episode where they went to the Renaissance Fair, and Bart is, like, a construction worker. And it's just like he's kind of built and he's still a loser, but he's like a lovable loser.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the episode where he's a failed musician with
Maggie
Wiggum's kid, Ralph.
Oh, Ralph.
And that one's
they're roommates and he's like not paying rent. And
that one's not as funny, but still.
I remember there was the one that Maggie became like a rock star and they wouldn't let her talk because she had to save her voice for the show or something
that
like
was,
that.
That was a running joke, was that Maggie never talked. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, that same episode from the Renaissance Fair, they get on the phone and they're just like, oh, Maggie, will you get off the phone? And they show her like irritated because she has got the phone. They're like, God, that girl never shuts up. And the joke just keeps running then. But did you know, whenever Maggie did talk, do you know who did her voice? Mm-mm. Elizabeth Taylor.
Really?
Dead serious.
Is that the Data episode?
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime she had like spoken dialogue, it was Elizabeth Taylor. Which I thought was very neat. Huh. What a strange like cameo for that.
Yeah, that's like George Clooney is Stan's gay dog in South Park.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. George Clooney, know if you were
wanted,
making a joke.
No,
or not.
George Clooney wanted to be a part of South Park. So, and this was like when Trey Parker and Matt Stone kind of wanted to like not, you know, they wanted to be separate from Hollywood, and so they decided that they would offer him a role that they knew he would turn down. So they were literally like, you know, they told him, like, yeah, absolutely. You're going to be Sparky, Stan's dog, in the episode that they learned that Stan's dog is gay.
When I was
I'm pretty sure it's that episode, but I know for sure George Clooney is the dog.
Growing up, I never got South Park. And I still don't get South Park. Like, I don't hate it as much as I used to. There was a time when I actively hated South Park because I was such a big Simpsons fan. And people would always say, oh, South Park's better than The Simpsons. And I would want to kill them.
I wasn't allowed to watch South Park.
I was not allowed to watch South Park.
South Park I could see not being able to watch because mm-hmm. that show really was raunchy. And I hated South Park growing up because it was just, like, shitty animation. It was kind of like Family Guy's down, the bad part of Family Guy before Family Guy came out. And I've grown to now kind of appreciate South Park more, and I like it just fine. And plus, they pay a lot of respect to Simpsons, like the Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
He was Sparky in the episode in Big, and ends up joining Big Gay House, Big Gay Animal Sanctuary. But then he played Dr. Doctor in the South Park movie, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
I do remember that because I remember him saying, "We replaced your heart with a potato," mm-hmm. like that. George Clooney. That's very funny. Simpsons had so many guest stars on their show, you can't even
begin. Like,
mm-hmm. But it originally was very funny, and they usually played like characters, and eventually it just got to be a pop culture reference of the week of like, hey, Lady Gaga's on this train. It got to be less funny, and the more the joke was just that they were there, and it was some super exaggerated part of them, mm-hmm. whereas in the older episodes, like Michael Jackson was on there as a bald lunatic,
right? Who thought he was Michael Jackson?
Thought he was Michael Jackson, and delicious piece of irony. God, you made me want to watch The Simpsons. Every time I go home to put The Simpsons on, I feel like people groan a little bit because I'm sure Lindsay's seen him a million times because of me. Allie at least is fresh; she hasn't seen him as many times, mm-hmm. even though she was allowed to watch it.
I was,
but did
see? I was allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Like, it was because it was on. I remember watching The Simpsons movie with my family.
That was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I liked that movie.
Came out, yeah.
The whole part with Bart riding naked in the Austin Powers style.
Right.
And then he holds up the fry. And
I distinctly remember watching that in the theaters. And like when that bit ended with him like, actually, it legitly just showed just like a solid 2 seconds of dick.
Yeah.
I was just
penis.
Like, what the? Yeah. Like everybody's reaction was the same of just like, oh yeah, they're going to do the, what the? Like everyone lost
their
minds.
Finally, The Simpsons on the big screen and they could get away with more. Mm-hmm. The part where Marge is like, just somebody throw the goddamn bomb. You can't say that, Marge. Of course, you can say that on television now, I'm pretty sure.
I think everybody gets one.
They get away with so much more on TV now. They can just say the F word on It's Always Sunny. That still bothers me.
Does it?
Yeah, because like, I don't know. I always think, to me, censoring is usually funnier than the actual curse word.
So like
Aqua Teen Hunger Force, they used to do little random sound effects whenever people would cuss. And
right,
then,
so like you like the beeps or do the you beeps just or like the noises. Where they, because like It's Always Sunny, they just didn't use the word. Like, they would just say something else.
What do you mean? Like,
they wouldn't say fuck. Like, they would, like, they, that just wasn't in the dialogue for them to censor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I liked it better when they didn't cuss. Because as I get older, and I know we cuss a lot on this show, so I sound like a hypocrite. But, like, as I get older, I realize you don't have to cuss to be funny. You don't, like, just because you can curse and because you are quote-unquote adult doesn't mean you're actually adult. I hate when people throw the term around like, oh, that's an adult game or that's an adult movie just because they cuss or something like that. To me, adult is a more cerebral intelligence type thing. It's an understanding mm-hmm. of complex, you know, storylines and stuff like that. It's not just, like, Grand Theft Auto to me is not an adult game. It's got adult concepts, but it's still very much just a kill everybody, sex with a prostitute type thing. Whereas a game like The Witcher, The Witcher to me is more of an adult game. It's so much more involved with like the characters and the plots and like subtext and stuff like that. That's a rant for another show.
Well, Will Smith doesn't have to cuss to sell raps.
Do you?
He doesn't have to cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too.
That's Eminem. He's apparently coming for Nick Cannon, who I know you're a big fan of.
I don't think he is. I think it's just like...
No, because I'm pretty sure Nick Cannon was like waiting for that diss, and Eminem was like, me too.
it's what I have seen the... I do love those. It's someone photoshopped. It was an image. It was a still from the music video Stan, where he's looking into like the rearview mirror of his car after he's kidnapped him, but they put Nick Cannon's face in the mirror. And it was Nick Cannon about to release a third diss track trying to get M's attention. I wrote, but you still ain't calling. That's a good song.
I have not listened to the Nick Cannon diss. I'm not even like...
I haven't... No,
not
I haven't
even like a morbid curiosity.
I haven't either, because I also just like, I don't really care.
Because I'm not even a huge fan of Eminem, to be honest with you. Like, he's all right. I like some of his music.
He
says some things that I don't always agree with, but...
His recovery album is probably my favorite rap album of all time. Like, I would have to put some thought into it because there's other albums that I really, really like, especially now that Jay-Z's back on Spotify. And I haven't listened to Jay-Z since Tidal launched because fuck that service. But it's so good. Like, I love Recovery. There's just so many really, really good songs.
Is that
like
his new album?
No, this is from like...
I apologize. I'm not a huge Eminem fan.
No, this was the first album he did like when he first got clean, I think.
Oh, okay.
Let me see when that did come out. Because that's the one that he's got. It's the song that he has dedicated to Proof. Because he had died. 2010. Dear Lord.
Yeah. So apparently time's going.
Which, like, no one asked me about that.
No one got that approved.
I personally do not appreciate it. Also, I think it's very funny. I just got an email.
Someone saying that they remember Bebe's Kids?
No. I got an email from TomTom letting me know that my sat-nav is incompatible with their latest map update because the first GPS I ever owned was a TomTom sat-nav.
My parents from like also 15 had a years ago,
yeah. Like, TomTom, nobody uses you anymore. No. We have cell phones now.
Plug it into the GPS. No, I have a cell phone.
Yeah, what are you talking about? The hell's DPS? Like,
damage per second. Get good, scrub.
Allie, what is the best rap album of all time?
I don't know.
What's the best rap song of all time?
I don't know.
Let's do the Bart Man.
What?
Start from the beginning.
Do the Bart Man. Do you know who Bartman is?
I mean, I know who Bart is.
Do you know who Bartman is?
Yeah.
Who is he?
It's Bart. It's the superhero Bart.
That sounds so unsure of yourself right now.
Did you put me on the spot and that's what happens?
I was just talking with someone who will go nameless about you today and about how you really don't like being put on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick, who was it that he was talking to?
Who was I talking to?
I don't know.
Make a guess. No. Make a guess or I'm going to throw the cat out.
What? Which cat?
Durbel.
Durbel? Why would you throw? Wait, promised him he wouldn't be back outside.
And he won't be if you can answer the question.
Hang on. Pause. Did y'all name a cat named Durbel?
Durbel McDillit.
His name is Rudiger, but he likes to call him Durbel.
And where did I get the name Rudiger from?
Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes full circle.
Because that sounds familiar.
Did you see the episode where the point was like, be like the boy, where the self-help guru comes in and Marge and Homer like take his course or whatever. And then he meets Bart and he's like, be like the boy. And everyone just does whatever they want. They have the Do What You Want festival instead of the Do What We Tell You festival.
I don't remember. That doesn't like, it's there's so many episodes though.
The self-help guru, his name was Brad Goodman. And there's a part where he calls Bart up and he's like, because he's giving a speech.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and he calls him up, he says, what's your name, son? And he goes, Rudiger, sir. Well, if everyone could be like little Rudiger, his name's not Rudiger. It doesn't matter what his name is.
It has also gotten me back into The Simpsons Tapped Out.
Is that what you're playing right now?
Yeah, I get like because it's not
because like I thought you were looking up something, and then I just see your fingers like constantly moving in a tap motion.
See, in every 30 seconds, I can assign four characters to make shops for the Springfield Heights, which is the expensive part of town, and I don't. It's we've gotten deep into it.
I tried to play Simpsons Tapped Out because it is funny. Like it's fun to have a Simpson like because it's a little Simpsons world. But
you get to build Springfield. It is so expensive. Yeah. Oh my god! So I haven't spent any money on it because I won't.
Right.
But out of curiosity, I just kind of looked as like, okay, let's see how much. Because you can buy donuts or the premium currency. I was like, okay, well, how much are donuts? Because like you can get there are it's because certain characters are locked behind buildings. Mm-hmm. Like you can't get Otto without buying the crashed bus, which is like 135 donuts. That's like $10 worth of donuts. Is one building worth to get like a character?
I think they even make a joke about that on The Simpsons where they're talking about freemium games and Homer explains freemium and like. I don't know if that was before Tapped Out came out. It's kind of like the whole joke with Bart where he puts the bra on and says he's
like, I'm the mascot of an evil corporation.
Yeah. Which, so, that's just funny.
I also, not only did I grow up on Simpsons TV, I also grew up on Simpsons games.
That was the other thing that I wanted to talk about was Simpsons Hit and Run.
I loved that game.
I started on Bart versus the Space Mutants on Nintendo, which no one loved.
Yeah, me and Calvin played the Simpsons Hit and Run a lot whenever we were younger.
It seems like you have a tendency to play these open world racing kind of games with Calvin. Could you also play Kirby?
Yeah, I also play Kirby Air Ride. I think it's partly because I never really knew what I was supposed to do in games.
He didn't even have your controller plugged in.
There were times I played it without him, but
it was really weird. You couldn't figure out that start screen.
It's like me and Echo the Dolphin.
Like the points of like Echo what to do dolphin. For some games in like an open world game, I could just drive around and like run into.
So did you play GTA or Saints Row or anything like that?
No, I wasn't allowed to play GTA.
I could see that.
No. I mean, but in fairness, like that is not a like you're right. Like it's not necessarily an adult game. It's not a mature game.
Yeah,
like you're like The Witcher is a very mature game.
Yeah, and it's a
Grand Theft Auto is an adult game because really
it has adult themes, adult language, et cetera. Yeah, I think mature is a better way to describe it than adult. You know, because the only adult games I've ever played are like visual novels where it's like
in VR,
like who do you want to have sex with? There's one called this one was when I was a teenager and I found a download for a game called Seasons of the Sakura, and it was a dating simulator. I thought it was a dating simulator and all of the characters were anime characters, but they were like not the real ones. So you have a character on there that looked just like Asuka from Neon Genesis Evangelion. But her name was like something different. They had the design.
Legally different.
Yeah. And then you imagine my surprise when you would get enough levels with them, they would go to a full hardcore sex scene. And I was so shocked that I kept playing until I was finished.
Until you decided you didn't want to play anymore.
Yeah. Well, I didn't feel the need to anymore.
Suddenly you were above it.
I also played Simpsons Bart versus the World, Virtual Bart, Bart's Nightmare. The Simpsons arcade game. Like I played all of those.
The arcade game. I remember. We talked about it before on the show because it like everyone remembers the Turtles game or the X-Men game.
Yeah.
But mine was going to like the Elks or something with my parents
and the Simpsons
and like being spawned, like being just like pawned off in the game, like the weird art game room that they had, and it was the Simpsons arcade.
Every place that didn't have an arcade but had arcade games always had just terrible things. And then that one good cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Pizza Hut in Charleston, shout out to them. I don't know if they still exist anymore. They had like four arcade cabinets there and they were all terrible. But one was Ninja Gaiden. And I remember thinking like, holy shit, Ninja Gaiden. Like I've never seen an arcade cabinet anywhere. So that was pretty cool. Or Ninja Gaiden if you're an asshole.
Correct.
Allie, did you ever play Simpsons on Nintendo or Super Nintendo?
No.
Good. Because they're not good.
What was the...
There was also Itchy and Scratchy. There was Krusty Super Funhouse.
I hated the Itchy and Scratchy game because I couldn't figure it out.
I never got to play that
one. A lot of those old, like, I was just dumb. And, like, I didn't have the patience to figure out, like, where I was supposed to go or what I was supposed to do. Because they were all just, like, side-scrolling platformers. But there were, like, objectives that they didn't really tell you what they were.
Yeah, each had its own little gimmick. Especially, like, Bart's Nightmare. Mm-hmm. Because you had to, like, collect pages of his homework. But most people never got past the very first zone where you're walking down the street and you have to like grab a piece of paper and go into the world. because you didn't know that. Stuff will just blow by you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I never knew how to play that game when I was a kid. I've never gone back to it. The best Simpsons game I played up until the Simpsons game came out was Bart versus the Space Mutants, as sad as that is, or the arcade game. But then that game was awesome. Did you ever play the Simpsons game? I only got to play a little bit of it. Matt Sin, he played it and beat it, and he loved it. And really funny, the last, I think like the last boss in the game is Matt Groening. And you fight.
Really?
Yeah, and you also fight, I think it was Bender, Fry, and Leela or something like that. You fight Futurama characters in the Simpsons game.
What game was this?
It's just called the Simpsons game.
What platform was this?
PS3, Xbox 360, Wii. They had,
don't remember that one.
The whole game was basically like it was different levels and they were all spoofs of other games. Mm-hmm. So there was like a Call of Duty level. And there was a, I think there was a GTA style level, but I mean, that's pretty much just hit and run. But yeah, at the end of the game, you fight Matt Groening, but you also fight Futurama, because he has like Futurama characters fight for him. And it's just very, very funny. That's very cool. I liked when they integrate Simpsons and Futurama together.
Yeah.
You can get a full book about their crossovers.
With just them?
With Simpsons and Futurama.
Okay, because they also had what I feel like is the worst crossover of all time. Which was the, and it wasn't even honestly that bad. I just hate Family Guy. Mm. The Simpsons Family Guy crossover to me was just garbage. Other than there were some funny moments in it, but did you ever watch it?
I don't remember it.
It wasn't great. But there was one funny part in it where they're in, I think they're in Moe's, and he hates the taste of Duff or something, so he has a Pawtucket ale, whatever the Family Guy drink is,
yeah,
and the label comes off and it's just a Duff, and they're like, Pawtucket ale is just a copy of Duff. They just took the same thing and slapped a new coat of paint on it. The joke being that the right. Simpsons is Family Guy. So that was pretty funny. But other than that, I didn't really enjoy it.
What was the Crazy Taxi game?
Road Rage.
Simpsons Road Rage?
Yeah.
I like that one too, even though I was really bad at it.
Because Road Rage was the first one, and then Hit and Run was the second one. Hit and Run's the one everyone really liked.
Because that was the one that was more Grand Theft Auto style. Yeah. You could actually like get out of your car and explore Springfield and stuff.
I never got to play that one. Never got to play it.
Really?
No. No, I never had, like, I had a PS2, but the only games I had on PS2 were like RPGs and wrestling. And I never had an Xbox.
I need to start like buffing up my older like Xbox collection, because apparently the next generation of Xbox are going to be fully backwards compatible.
See, I heard it was backwards compatible, but I didn't know fully, because
that's one of the headlines that I saw today. I need to like look into it to be sure, because like if I could find like, that Simpsons, like I would try that Simpsons game. Like if I could.
Original Xbox and 360?
Yeah. Like, it's supposed to be fully backwards compatible.
Because, yeah, if that's true, I'm going to start collecting shit now.
Yeah. Because everything's going to be real hard to find.
There was a game that I always wanted to play on the original Xbox that I only played it once, and it was terrible. And I can't remember the name of it now, but it had a female ninja, and she wore, like, a barely there kimono, and it was open, and it was like a stealth game. It was kind of like, what was the name of those old stealth games on PlayStation with the ninjas? You're not going to remember this.
Tenchu?
Name. Yeah, actually Tenchu. That's it. It was like that, but she was sexy.
I'm still hoping for a Tenchu. Like whenever they announced Sekiro at the Game Awards 2 years ago, I thought it was going to be a Tenchu remake.
No, instead it was Game of the Year.
Yep. This year.
Which I guess
Fallen Order makes me want to play it still, cuz like it's that parry style combat that I was not great at. I beat the game on hard, not bragging, but I'm bragging. Because Dalton messaged me, he's like, I wish this game was more forgiving. And I said, get good, Scrub.
Man, if I had thought about it, I would have thought, man, we could have probably done a more
in-depth Simpsons.
Well, no, I was going to say a best of 2019 or best of the decade type thing.
I assumed that was coming, we were going to do it like next year. Like we were going to do it like the first show of January.
We could, because we're taking, as far as I know, we're taking next week off completely.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back at the end of December.
Although, for next week, I might have something special that gets uploaded here on the Podzilla 1985 network.
I won't say what it is, but it was, I think it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Assuming I can, because I actually have to edit it, and, hoo boy, it's going to be a treat.
So this is our last get-together for the, well, no, we'll be back tomorrow with wrestling, so that's a lie.
Yeah, PW. And then you guys are doing Thursday.
We're doing Thursday, and then we're taking next week off, and I have, like, I know I say this all the time, but I've legitimately been thinking about taking extended time off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. I'm weighing a lot of options right now. I've had some. I talked to a spiritual healer earlier, and we were talking about my life, and a trusted advisor. We talked a little bit about it, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. I have a legitimate question for you though, and I'm being dead serious.
Okay.
If I took extended time off, let's say I took like weeks off, months off,
mm-hmm.
do you think the show would survive?
Which show? The Tuesday show would not exist.
Like any? Do you think the only shows that would exist would be PW and Nerd Up?
Probably.
Because I don't want that.
I mean, we would probably still do Hype Train, but I don't think we would do it. I don't think that would become weekly. You could probably. They could. I don't like.
I feel like Jesse would still do Thursday because it's open, fun show to do.
But it's at the same time, like this is more of a discussion for off air.
It is.
Because I think if you go, it's the thing that I've talked about before. If you go, you're not the only one to go.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm like, we'll talk about it off the air.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear this. Nobody wants to hear Dirty Laundry. They want to hear what we're going to talk about tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted, because unfortunately we are about out of time.
I would like to know as well.
Oh.
It's not been a strong news week, if I'm being honest. I started looking to put stories together today.
There's one thing I want to hit hard on tomorrow.
Is it the Kairi Sane thing?
Yeah, her, but I mean them as a whole.
Because we don't really have it. We don't have a full update as of this afternoon. I haven't checked.
It's my anger at, and we talked about it the night of, and I thought maybe we'd be the only people that noticed it or really made a big deal out of it. Mm-hmm. The whole Asuka and the Kairi just went through a hellacious match.
Yeah,
they get 2 seconds of victory and then switch to the boys. What are they doing?
Immediately cuts to Roman Reigns brawling. Right. Someone on Reddit pointed out, it's like, name a more classic duo: Asuka dominating at TLC and not getting a moment.
Yeah.
Just like,
And I watched the Simon Miller on What Culture made a big point about it too, of how ridiculous it was. I saw Brian Zane reviewed it, but I haven't watched it yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping more people are critical of it, because what a shitty thing.
They are. It's getting pretty like,
that's good.
Even the Squared Circle subreddit, like people are pointing it out of just like, hey, this is a trend that's not super cool.
That's not cool at all. Like, it would be one thing if it was like a quick squash match or a, you know what I mean? Like, if it was something unimportant. But this was, like, the main event.
It was the main event. It was, you know...
It was hard-hitting, brutal.
It's the final pay-per-view of the year.
Of the decade.
Of the decade, on it's top of that. Like,
with women in the main event.
Mm-hmm. People have the criticisms of the match, and we will never know what that match was really supposed to be, because at a certain point, Kairi was clearly out of it.
Right.
And we don't know why. But, yeah. So, we have that to talk about. We have TLC as a whole was a little... newsworthy.
Yeah.
NWA also had their pay-per-view.
Yes. With a big return, spoiler.
Yep.
A big debut and a big, well, not a return.
It was a debut for NWA.
Right.
But.
I'm going to make a motion at you real quick and make sure we're talking about the same person. There's two people I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. There's one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's the other.
I don't know that one.
Okay. I'll tell you after.
Wait. I do know that one, but that one wasn't at the pay-per-view, I don't think.
No,
I think that was
a taped
episode. Yeah, that was at the taping. So.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's there's smart. That. There's Okada is in the news in a kind of a cool way.
I saw that.
So yeah. That's pretty.
But you got to tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, we're
gonna or just look it up.
Don't look it up. Don't look it up. Don't let us be your news source.
That's one of my favorite Simpsons joke, where Kent Brockman's out of time. He's like, also the president was arrested on corruption charges. We'll have the story, you know, like later, or you can turn to another channel. I'm being told do not turn to another channel. That's tomorrow. Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Until then. We got two more shows this week, and then we're off till just about the new year. Not quite the new year, but just about the new year.
New Year's Eve will be is a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we probably won't do a Tuesday show unless we record like on Monday. Well, no, because
that's Nerd Up.
We would do Monday, and then
have
I guess I want to believe would be the next would be the week after. That's next up on the rotation.
I don't know if we'd want to do a show on New Year's Eve unless it was like a celebration of the only way we'll do a show on New Year's Eve is if it's a celebration of like the past 10 years of our lives or, you know, something.
It won't
be,
I want to believe.
It'll be something special, yeah, because we are creeping up on, I believe, 1,000 episodes, which is absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. We're creeping up on 5 years of Podzilla 1985. Mm-hmm. Let that sink in, and fuck if fucking that isn't the scariest fucking thing you've ever heard, that 5 years of my fucking life has passed by on this fucking show. Oh my God, that is why I have to take pills. We'll be back tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Scripted. Until then, you guys take care of yourselves, and if you take anything away from this episode, it's to go watch Bay Bay's Kids. Classic 1990s animated
seminal
film. It's like Blank Man. It should be given to everybody. Do we know Blank Man?
I recognize Blank Man. I don't know if I've ever seen
You don't know Blank,
Blank
Man, Allie?
No.
I have so much to teach you. She just watched Loaded Weapon 1 for the first time last night. I gotta go. I'm out of here. No, I can't deal with this anymore. You fucking kids. I got these fucking kids here. Millennials. You millennials.
You're a millennial.
Nope, Gen X. Bye.
You're a millennial.
Damn it, I couldn't hit stop.
Ha ha!
Let's do it again. Gen
Millennial.
X. Fuck.